Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
You blink and then it's Friday. 20 degrees. Feels like 25 already. That's basically what it's going to feel like this afternoon. Maybe warm up a little bit. We have that risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon as well. They've been telling us that's going to happen all week. It sounds like it is finally going to happen.
TJ, we've been telling people that's going to happen all week.
Are we liars, Jax? That's the real question.
Do we just read the weather from the internet, my friend?
Rest of the weekend's looking okay, too. Yeah. 19 degrees for tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud. Then 15 degrees on Sunday. It's going to be sunny. That 15 degrees, that's going to be brisk.
A nice cool day for gardening.
Yep.
Who am I?
Hope you didn't put the winter coats away. You might need them.
I don't think we need to do that. I don't think that's necessary.
Just after 9 o'clock, a chance for you to win 3 months of Aviv smoothies. Just after 7 o'clock, we're going to tell you something good. And coming up in like 10 minutes, a ghosted.
Oh.
We have a ghosted.
We have a ghosted. So brand new ghosted. And I'm going to say that yesterday, I got some heat for my opinion on this one. People were really mad
at
me.
Which is so bizarre, because normally you're like, the sky is red, and people will text me and be like, I agree, Jax. I've always thought the sky is red. But yesterday, people were disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I thought I was correct, but you'll see.
Yeah,
we made
history. But let's go around the room. Jax, what's up?
I would like to give a shout out to Woodbridge, because I have to say, I think that Woodbridge has the best manicured lawns in the GTA. I'm going to say it. I'm crowning them right now. I had to go to Woodbridge yesterday. I found somebody to get my dog groomed. And if you're trying to get your dog groomed right now, you know how hard that is to get in.
Yeah.
And I haven't spent a lot of time in Woodbridge, but guys, I'm moving to Woodbridge. It's so beautiful.
There it is.
Yeah,
the queen of Woodbridge herself.
Here we go.
Producer Jesse, good morning.
I want to give a little shout out to Halsey. Now, Halsey's been trying to improve her life during this pandemic, and she's studying to take the bar exam and become a lawyer.
She's been doing that during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she's been taking a little heat for it because people are like, oh, pretty pop star wants to become a lawyer. And it's like, what?
Shut up.
Like, shout out Halsey for improving herself.
Does she have an undergrad?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe I'm getting too specific here. I'm going to learn more about Halsey and her undergrad today. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what we should do. Yesterday, I was on CTV News, and when you watch TV lately, you notice that there's a lot of people hanging out at home because they have to because of social distancing laws. And I want you to understand the setup that I had to be on like a 5-minute segment. I had like 20 books
stacked on top of each other
on my kitchen counter.
Oh, yeah.
And then I closed my bedroom door behind me so you can see the disaster that is my bed. And then I propped my phone up on a plant, and I had my AirPods in. And I was wearing a blazer with pajama bottoms. Yeah. So when you see people on TV and you're like, oh, they look like they have it together.
Yeah.
No. You're wearing pajama bottoms and a blazer.
Yeah, they got their laptop on a plan too.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, just a heads up. The Gardner is shutting down all weekend for yearly maintenance. This is happening tonight starting at 11 o'clock. And it's from the DVP all the way to the 427. And it's going to be happening all weekend until Monday morning at 5 a.m. So it's going to be good to go for your morning commute. Now, this is worth noting with the fact that Lakeshore Boulevard West is expected to be partially closed for the city's active TO initiative. So that's, you know, they close down certain roads so that it gives room for pedestrians to walk out a little bit more so you can get out for your walk while maintaining proper social distance. Also, several subway stations will be closed this weekend. So on Saturday and Sunday, a portion of Line 1 between Finch and Eglinton will be closed for track work. And Sunday, Line 2 between St. George and Broadview. So not going to be, you know, the best weekend for getting around.
Yeah.
Which is actually probably a good thing. So just give yourself lots of time if you got anywhere that you have to be. Bad news. Despite petitions demanding lower fees, universities will not be lowering tuition for classes in the fall. So there were several petitions popping up over the last couple weeks demanding lower fees since a lot of classes, or I'd say probably all classes, have been virtual for the fall for universities. Some schools have already announced that tuition fees will not be changing this year. So the petitions from students from Queens and Ryerson's and Sheridan have popped up online, and the schools have been like, nope, sorry.
It's tricky because on one side of things, you're like, well, you're not getting the full experience.
Yep.
It shouldn't be the same price tag, but also it is a business. It's kind of on the same lines as, you know, the rent debate on if rent should go down or if rent should be deferred, et cetera. So it's really, really, really tricky.
So. They just make it so expensive to go to school, you know?
Yeah,
and then like even books, like how long have books been like $500 for a textbook?
Maybe they didn't start the tuition at ridiculous prices, but I hope everybody will figure that out.
But you know what? Here's some good news. You won't be able to get around the city much this weekend, but if you are stuck inside, just listen to the new Lady Gaga album.
Yeah.
Chromatica dropped at midnight, and the reviews on it are incredible already. It's being called the summer dance pop album that we all needed. That's from Billboard. And if Rain on Me or Stupid Love or any indication of that, yeah, I would think so.
And that's what we hope the direction would be, because, you know, it can be either Shallow or it can be Just Dance. You know what I mean? So it's good. I'm glad that she went more in her her dance party style.
Agreed. The album also features, obviously, a song with Ariana Grande. It looks like Elton John's on it as well.
Stop it.
And Blackpink. So it's going to be
great.
All right. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ. Hey, coming up just after 7 o'clock. We want to tell you something good. And not only do we want to tell you something good, but Jax, because she's the wonderful person that she is, wants to play you something good.
Let's go.
In fact, if you have any requests, because it's Friday, you can text us 999-999.
We'll see what you can do.
There's a lot of bad out there right now. A lot of bad.
Oh, yes.
That's why we're here, to tell you something good. And we begin with our dear, sweet producer, Jesse.
I want to tell you about a group of dogs that are visiting seals.
Oh, so,
stop it.
Love this.
TJ loves when animals
meet. There's a seal sanctuary in Cornwall.
Oh, God.
Seals have been a little lonely because there have been no people visitors.
Just
so the staff at the seal sanctuary has brought in a whole bunch of dogs every day to visit the seals, and the seals' energy levels have skyrocketed.
Their serotonin just pumping.
Yeah, they're seeing all these little dogs run up to them and be like, hey, seals.
Oh my gosh.
What part of the internet do you spend your time on? Because, like, you always have these cute little animal
the
stories, Jesse.
Part.
Okay.
Dog.com.
Yeah.
Mine is also dog related. I want to talk about a record setting good boy, name of Finley, who first made headlines a few months ago after setting a new world record for putting the most tennis balls held in a dog's mouth. 6 tennis balls at once. And because of the whole bunch of nonsense going on, Guinness finally confirmed that Finley has the world record of holding the most tennis balls in his mouth.
Good.
So shout out to Finley and his ability to hold tennis balls.
TJ, you are here with breaking news, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm always bringing stuff.
Always here to serve.
Now, Jax, before you play us something good, and it is a good one today.
Oh, it's the best
one. Oh, it's a great Friday
one.
Song.
Yeah.
You have to tell us something good.
I want to give a shout out to a bunch of BC students. They're in their last year of high school. They created a website that allows you to monitor grocery store lineups.
Oh,
so
sweet.
So maybe you're like, I need to get a potato.
Yeah.
Should I go to Costco?
Just one potato.
Should I go to Sobeys? Like, where should I go? So they created this website because anybody who's a teenager right now is just incredible with developing apps. It's called Grocer Check. And it's expanding to the GTA soon, Seattle, Silicon Valley, and Las Vegas.
Wow.
Also, New York, Paris, Portland, and Montreal. So, you know, just some high school seniors creating incredible things.
I was trying to get better at beer pong when I was in grade 12.
I was smoking weed in the woods. Like, come on.
Okay, it's Friday. The weather isn't going to be great today, but it's picking up for the weekend. We need something to set us up. Jax,
well, TJ,
what do you have for us?
I have this.
Oh.
You know immediately what it is. It's going to be a sunny weekend. It's going to be a good weekend. And if you're just kind of on the fence on, I don't know if it's going to be the best weekend, Missy Elliott. Cherry on top. Missy can do no wrong. She's the queen. Get your freak on. Good morning. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Confessions.
Oh, yes. Just because you're locked indoors doesn't mean we're doing things that we don't regret.
We
got more time to do stuff. So what we're doing is still accepting your confessions. We'll change your name.
Mm.
Like this one from Rena, who texted secret into 999-999. I think I've spent too much time inside. I'm starting to think that my house has a ghost. But not like a fake ghost. A real demon that moves my chairs at night.
Rena.
All right.
Get in touch with me because I may have the same problem.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. Do I believe in something real? Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I believe in ghosts.
Can I confide in you?
Yeah.
And you know I love space and I love aliens and I love conspiracy theories.
Don't do this to me.
Want so badly to believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
I don't. I've yet to see any substantial evidence of ghosts.
Well, if we could touch each other, we would have a fist fight off air, but let's move on.
Victor takes a secret into 999-999. I've had enough of Zoom calls.
Yeah.
So I've just started to play Call of Duty during every audio meeting. Puts the AirPods in.
Yeah,
phone on mute.
Yeah, that'll show them.
Plays COD.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't mind Zoom meetings. I get sometimes they're a lot, but like,
I like it.
I like seeing people. Yeah, I like seeing people.
Because the radio station is a very social place. We're all buddies with each other, right? So it's been hard to not see Sammy's from her afternoon show or Robin from her midday show.
She's normally Luke writing and that James, for us. Yeah.
Oh, everyone. It's nice when we have their little Zoom calls. And anyway, Linda.
We're so lonely.
Instagram or message Jax on Instagram. I will be at Trinity Bellwoods on Sunday if you'd like to join me in my circle.
I'm not coming to actually, wait, was that a flirt?
I think that was a flirt.
All right. Okay.
What do you think now?
I will assure you on live radio that I'm never going to Bellwoods again.
Yeah.
And this is, well, I mean, not like, let's not get crazy.
You mean this week?
Yeah, not for a long time. You know how much I love Bellwoods. I'm not going there. They can have their circles. Let's be safe, guys.
Last one here from Taylor, who texted secret into 999999.
Taylor.
I'm waiting for the pandemic to end so I can break up with my boyfriend. Being in the same place for 2 months made me realize that he is definitely not the one. Oof.
I have a friend that was planning on breaking up with her partner.
Yeah.
And wanted to wait until stop it, Jesse. Producer Jesse's going,
you know who it is?
He may, yeah. Was planning on maybe a way to get out, and then they were like, I can't, like, yeah, because you can't do that to somebody. Like, nobody knows how long the pandy's gonna be.
How long have they been, or how have they been?
Not gonna get into further details, because sometimes I get in trouble for my radio show.
Okay, well, don't give too many details away, but like, what are their names?
Stop. Where do they live? What are their phone numbers?
Were they at Bellwoods last weekend? you can always send us your confessions. We'll change your name unless you're Jax's friend, in which case she'll just
stop it. Stop it. Oh, God.
It's Ariana Grande with Breathing.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think the number one concern we all have deep down is, how are we going to party when we have to social distance?
I know.
How are we going to club? How are we going to go to raves?
Yeah. How am I going to get my rave on, I always say. Yeah.
You know, as a noted raver myself, I get it. Like, it's the stress. Well, that's why an LA-based company, which refers to themselves as a multidisciplinary creative studio, have created...
So LA.
...a personal protective suit that they call a microshell, designed to allow for social interaction without the necessity of physical distancing. Translation, it's a shell you wear on your person.
Cool.
So that you can still party.
All right.
Company says Microshell was born as a socially responsible solution to safely allow people to interact in close proximity. Specifically designed to satisfy the needs of nightlife, live events, and entertainment industries. Okay. Microshell is a virus-shielded, easy-to-control, fun-to-wear, disinfectable, fast-to-deploy personal protective equipment.
So, let me get this straight. This is a dance party shell.
Yep.
Made in LA.
Yep.
How much does it cost?
They didn't say the cost.
There we go. There's my answer right there.
I'm guessing quite a bit because the suit even comes with its own built-in cup holder and vape supply system.
Stop it! Ew!
As well as built-in speakers and smartphone integration.
I won't even pay, like, I won't even pay over $20 in cover. You think I'm going to get, like, a super rave shell, like, to go out and do it?
If you're going to party like Iron Man, that's probably the way you got to do it.
I hate it. Hate it.
You love robots. What are you talking about?
You know I don't trust robots.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Just a heads up, my precious blueberry. The gardener is shutting down for the entirety of the weekend for yearly maintenance. This is a full closure from the DVP to the 427. Now, this starts today at 11 p.m. and goes until Monday morning at 5 a.m., so it will be ready for the morning commute. But it's worth noting, too, that parts of Lakeshore are also going to be closed because of the Active TO initiative, which is where they shut down certain streets so that pedestrians can walk on them and there's more space and everything. Also, several subway stations are going to be closed this weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, a portion of Line 1 between Finch and Eglinton, and on Sunday on Line 2 between St. George and Broadview, closed for maintenance work as well. So, it's going to be a super fun weekend to get around the city. Mm-hmm. Very easy to do so. But
here's the thing, is you can go responsibly and quietly sit in your circle now at Bellwoods.
That is a good thing that you can do.
Yep.
You're 100% right. Coachella is set to be double canceled this year. So the festival, which was originally scheduled for April, of course, during the pandemic, they were one of the only festivals that didn't cancel right away, though. They postponed it, which was odd. So they were postponing it till October, and then we're going to call it Octoberchella. But it looks like that got canceled as well, and they're moving it to April of 2021.
I was honestly really surprised that they were like, you know, we'll do it in the fall. We'll do it in the fall. Yeah. Because, like, you know, Bonnaroo, Ultra, they didn't reschedule for the fall. So I think it's just safer to do it on an annual level.
Well, and some experts are saying, too, that even saying the spring of 2021
I don't
might
hear
be
it.
A little optimistic.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheaper by the dozen three might be happening. Hillary Duff and the other familiar faces of
you don't know anybody else in the movie.
It's Hillary and a bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
From the 2003 movie, they all got on like TikTok and did like a TikTok dance thing. But then at the end of it, there was a picture of Steve Martin's chest and a three was superimposed on it, hinting at a third movie, and the internet lost its collective mind. And I blew your mind earlier this morning, Jax, because parts of Cheaper by the Dozen 2 were filmed in Guelph.
I love it.
Yeah.
Guelph is truly the capital of the world.
Yeah, sure.
No, I love Guelph. That's awesome. I had no idea.
Yeah. You do. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ. Just after 9 o'clock, we're giving you a chance to win 3 months of Aviv smoothies. So if you want to get some breakfast set for yourself, you're all set, friend. All you got to do is come up with a really sassy pickup line. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, if you're truly honest with yourself, you'll admit that Love is Blind and Too Hot to Handle, two absolutely garbage, dumpster fire quality TV shows, are two things we were absolutely obsessed with while being locked in our homes.
It was a really, really big deal.
It's, you know what, it still is.
Yeah.
And the memes are still out there. And like, even producer Jesse and Adam are making like, Too Hot to Handle references to each other all the time.
Two men that I wouldn't really expect to love the show were just like, oh my God, I can't get enough.
I know. So at this point, we're willing to admit, you know what? We love trash TV, right? You just got to say it. Well, there's a new show in the UK that could be making its way to North America that is going to be your newfound obsession. And that's not normally how this works. Love is Blind and Too Hot to Handle were big overseas, and then they come over here. So the idea... the show is called Love in Isolation. It starts next month.
Like, stop it.
And the show will be matching single love seekers online via video chats, which are all safely recorded from their own homes.
Absolutely not.
Recorded in their own homes via video chat. Our daters have been frustrated by lockdown and can't wait to get back to socializing again. So they've jumped at the chance to dress up, have a drink, and maybe even light a candle or two.
So it's real life.
It's real life. So there's different challenges for the dates. You'll discover some quirky talents and a dater's secret passions that just might spark a match. So this is in Ireland. And they can all watch all the episodes on this like player. But you know what's going to make its way over here if it goes well. And
it's already here. It's already happening. It's on every dating app right now. It is real life. Also, though, so you said it's Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, the Irish is funny. They're funny as hell. It'll be a really good time, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll watch.
Because, Jax, every time there's a new dating show out there, we're always like, you know, Jax, you should really sign up for this one. You do great.
Yeah, I applied to... What was the show I applied to? Jesse?
I think you applied to Love is Blind.
Yeah, haven't heard back.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're on the short list, and they're like, we'll get to her.
I have a feeling that I'm not...
Once you go TikTok famous, you'll get on the show.
Okay.
No problem.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A chance at redemption for a lot of us this weekend. The weather's looking pretty good. 19 degrees for tomorrow, 15 for Sunday. Looks like there's going to be parts of sun. It's going to be a little overcast as well, too.
Yeah.
But they painted the social distancing circles on the ground at Trinity Bellwoods because last weekend, 10,000 people showed up on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, it was the most empty park in the world.
Yeah.
So it would appear that we learned our lesson, hopefully. But you can definitely tell that there's been a real mood switch since what happened at Bellwoods on Saturday. I think people realized that, okay, no, we did something really dumb. We got shamed publicly for it. Let's move on and learn from this.
Definitely got way ahead of ourselves as a city.
We really did.
Yeah.
And maybe a factor of it was the weather, because we had a couple bad weekends of weather. And maybe, you know, we hear phase one of reopening the province and we start to, go like, oh, well, let's be really relaxed.
Yeah, the pandemic is not over, friends.
But there has been a real shift in people's attitude. Yeah. At least it would appear with, like, hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
And a member of the show... And their name rhymes with Jax Irwin.
That is my actual name.
Was pandemic shamed because you had plans this weekend and your best friend talked you out of it.
Yeah, best friend Emma is slowing me down. So I was supposed to hang out with a girl tonight. And I was being very responsible. I've been working on my backyard. And I was going to have her over in my backyard for a burger. Mind my business, just hang out with her and eat a burger. And best friend Emma. And any ladies and gentlemen too, but like girls definitely know like the best friend chat when they're like, I mean, like I'm not telling you what to do, yep. but like you shouldn't.
There's a tone.
And she did that to me. And then I was like, oh, well, now I can't. It, like, I'll just, best friend Emma will be dancing in my head the entire time. Yeah. So I canceled the date.
Yeah,
I canceled the date, so I won't be. But she's right, because I just want to have a burger. But, like, we can't be getting ahead of ourselves now.
Can't be playing it safe.
What if she needs to pee? Like, I can't bring her to my house. Like, there's all these different things.
So you do have that porta potty set up in your backyard.
I'm going to have to. But she pandy shamed me, man. And there are so many people working so hard. And like, you just got to hold off a little longer, you know?
Because we can all admit that we've all broken the rules a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're human beings. We're not meant to be trapped up inside all the time.
Yeah.
You got to do what's best.
Yeah, but just be responsible about it.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
416-872-9999 or text us 999-999. Have you gone through what Jack's gone through?
I'm so mad at her, but she's so right.
A pandemic shaming.
Yeah.
We want to hear it.
Oh, man.
You're right, though. The best friend chat definitely has a tone to it. It's
like,
a,
I mean, do what
are you doing
want.
With your
yeah,
life?
But yeah, but like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, frig off, Emma. I know you're right, but like, just...
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's been a real shift in tone since the Bellwoods incident last weekend, where 10,000 people went to the park when they shouldn't have. Nobody was social distancing, and we all got mad at each other because we weren't following the rules enough. Since then, it seems like friends are being a bit more aggressive with friends, saying like, no, we're not hanging out. Family are shaming each other a bit more, so we want to know about your pandemic shaming moments. Jax just had one from her best friend, Emma.
Yeah, she said, I can't have a girl in my backyard. And she, I mean, she's right, but like, I just wanted to cook her a burger. So now...
Is that what they're calling it now?
Stop it, TJ. No, I just wanted to have like a little date. We're going to be responsible. But Emma's right. She's like, you know what? You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
And just hold off a little longer. Yeah, so
be safe.
Yeah. Stop it, TJ.
Some text from 999-999, Jax.
Yeah, we got a text from the 647 here. My grown children, who don't even live with me, judged me for going to a potluck with some ladies who live in my condo. I am a grown woman. But I was saying, I was like, I had to like reprimand my mother the other day because she's
Didn't
like,
you?
Well, they opened malls in Nova Scotia. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what do you need at the mall? She's like, I'm going for a putter. And I was like, you can't, like, just puttering around. You can't. You just can't go for a walk around the mall. She's like, I want to see things. No, not happening. I also got to She's always out and about. Also got a text from the 647 here. I've been going for walks with a guy since April, and I wanted to have him over to my house.
Yeah.
My brother told me I was reckless.
Whoa, that's a word.
Yeah,
eh?
Reckless. And especially that's from like your brother. Like, I have a big brother, and if like David gives me trouble, I'm like, that's like even worse than disappointment from parents. Yeah,
it is. We got another one from the 416. I have been dying to go to Winners again. Like, borderline craving it.
Okay.
So when they announced they were opening up on Wednesday, I told my mom I wanted to go. She lost her mind on me, told me how unsafe it was and how unresponsible it was that I wanted to go to Winners. And now I have to wait even longer for new bed sheets from Kara on the 416.
You can order them online, darling. but I guess it's not the same. Like, I know that feeling of Winners. Like, when you first walk in the door and there's
the vibe.
And
the
smell. There's so many different smells that become one smell that is the winter smell.
Yeah, you just become fused into what winter's life
People were like in lawn chairs though this week for winters.
Oh, yeah. It was like you were camping outside for concert tickets. It was nuts.
Backstreet Boys live in 1998. I remember that.
Keep texting us 999-999.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Lady Gaga put out her new album,
yes,
Chromatica. Now, we were waiting for it for a while because it was supposed to come out near the beginning of the pandemic, but then she didn't feel like it felt appropriate for that time. So she waited a little bit. It's out now, and it's getting rave reviews online. Billboard said it is the summer dance pop album that we needed. Of course, you know, we've heard Rain On Me, we've heard Stupid Love, and if those two songs are a sign of the rest of the album, I think it's in pretty good hands there. It looks like she has songs on it with Ari, which we've heard, Elton John, and Blackpink, so...
And people were a little bit upset because she pushed back the release at the beginning of, you know, the pandemic and said it's not the time, but I secretly think that she was just waiting for Pride Month.
You think?
Yeah. No, not actually. But like, it's dance pop, Lady Gaga, Pride. They all work together so well.
Some bad news here. Despite petitions demanding lower tuition fees, universities will not be lowering tuition for classes in the fall. Now, a lot of these were started because some people are saying, like, hey, we have to take our classes online for the fall semester, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, we should lower our tuition class or costs. And a lot of universities have said, no, that is not possible. And, you know, Jax, you mentioned this earlier, but, like, you feel bad for the students, especially because school is already crazy expensive and they're trying to, you know, you're probably not able to work as much depending on what job you have over the summer. Mm-hmm. So you're not able to pay as much tuition. So like you're probably trying to get some help here. And then the other side of it is universities are businesses. They got to make money too. And it just sucks. But university is so expensive as is, right?
It is. It's like, when does the university have enough money though? Yeah. It's like, there's like so many ups and downs. Totally. Yeah. It's a really tricky argument.
How long have they been charging, you know, $500 to $750 for textbooks and stuff?
You know what? That's why I went to community college.
Yeah, there we go. Worked out great for us.
Did it?
You're stuck with me every morning.
Did it work out?
Okay. Just a heads up that the Gardner is shutting down this weekend for yearly maintenance. And it's the whole thing from the DVP to the 427. This starts today at 11 p.m. and it's going to run through Monday morning, 5 a.m. So it's going to be ready to go for the morning commute on Monday. It's also worth noting that Lakeshore is going to be closed in certain areas because of the city's active TO initiative where they shut down a bunch of streets so that there's more room for pedestrians to walk around. And several subway stations are going to be closed this weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, a portion of Line 1 between Finch and Eglinton, and on Sunday, Line 2 between St. George and Broadview, all closed for maintenance. So a super fun weekend to get around.
Just stay home or go to the circles at Bellwoods. They're waiting for you.
If there's no one there, though. If there's already someone in the circle, you can't kick them in the circle.
Yeah, you can't go in their circle. You can't get in there.
No, that's right. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Coming up just after 9. We need you to hit on TJ, but like actually for real. Getting smooth for 3 months of Aviv's smoothies. That's coming up a few minutes after 9. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, yeah. That time in the morning where it gets real weird. Like, weird, weird.
A little creepy.
A little creepy.
A little sketchy.
For once, I'm not the one being creepy, though. I'm on the receiving end. That's okay. We got 3 months of Aviv smoothies up for grabs. All you got to do is be smooth to win a smoothie. Let's say good morning to Anita.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And good morning, Krista.
Hi there.
All right, guys. We have 3 months of Aviv smoothies up for grabs.
Yeah.
Delicious. So all you got to do is lay your smoothest pickup line on me, TJ, and the winner is going to win these smoothies. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, ladies.
Anita, we're going to start with you. Let's hear your pickup line.
Right now?
Yes.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Okay. Hey, TJ. It takes 6.5 calories. Oh, wait.
Wow.
Calories kissing. Do you want to make out?
Whoa.
Are you calling me fat? Yeah. Like, I love you, but that was rocky. Like, that was rocky.
No, but the thing is, like, I know TJ doesn't like to work out.
That's fair.
Right?
It sounds like Anita knows me.
Okay. You know what? Fair. Okay.
All right, Krista, your turn. What's your pickup line?
Oh, gosh. Hey there. What's that t-shirt made out of? It feels like boyfriend material.
Oh! Somebody's been on Pinterest. Okay. Girls.
You know what? The Two pretty solid lines.
They were soft today.
They were soft. They were very. There was a lot less gross jokes, and that's okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Anita, I like the fact that you know that I hate working out. It shows that you know my soul.
Uh-huh.
But where Krista did well is I'm actually wearing a new t-shirt today. And it is probably made of boyfriend material. So congratulations to Krista.
Yeah,
3 months of Aviv smoothies.
He also just wanted to talk about the fact that he has a new shirt, I think.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Gyms are reopening. You have one of two reactions based on hearing that. Either, oh, okay, cool. I'm getting tired of working out at home. Or, oh, no. Now I have to pretend like I like going to the gym again.
No, I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
I should say gyms are close to reopening. Now, Good Life has released their reopen plan, and it sounds like their new policies include the installation of hand sanitizer stations, along with more frequent and intense disinfecting of gym spaces and equipment. Staff are actually going to go around and clean and reset the club once every hour. Oof. It's a good idea.
Okay.
There's also going to be signage and directional arrows, which will ensure social distancing and the proper flow of people through the gym and through the equipment and stuff. And this is different, but a lot of gyms are doing this. you're going to have to book an appointment slot.
Yeah.
You can't just walk in anymore whenever you want. You're going to have to just book the appointment. And some people are really freaked out about that. They're like, I don't want to have to book an appointment like it's a haircut.
It's actually, because that would be my first reaction, especially with these gyms that you can just kind of come and go as you please. My cousin who lives in Florida, and I mean, Florida reopened 13 seconds after the pandemic began.
Oh, is there a pandemic going on?
Yeah,
cool.
So his gym is doing that, and he said it actually, he loves it because it makes him accountable. Because at Good Life, you can just go. Yeah, you can just go whenever you want, but if you have an appointment, you have to go. And that's like the gym that I go to, Bolo.
The cult gym.
Don't call it a cult. They're so nice, but it's classes. So like if I skip, I get charged or like I get judged.
Yeah.
So I need that accountability. That's why I can't do Good Life, because I'm like, I'm going to go walk for 10 minutes and like text and leave. Like, nobody's going to judge me. So this appointment thing could actually be a blessing in disguise.
That's true.
Get more for your money.
You imagine that if one gym is doing this, that this is probably going to be the way that a lot of gyms are going to go?
Yeah, rightfully so, yeah.
And they're already saying, too, that like even trying to go to a restaurant and get a spot on the patio, you're going to have to book appointments to do that anyway. Yeah. Like, everything you do, you're going to need a reservation. That's just the way of the world, and when things reopen, that's just how it's going to look.
You know what? Toronto loves booking things, so I'm sure we'll be fine with it.
But we also love waiting in line for things, too.
That's true. That's
like brunch.
Very true.
Remember going out for brunch?
Right?
Crazy. Oh.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Tinder just had an update come out that's actually going to help you start conversations, which is a number one complaint for people on Tinder. It's like, get a million matches, and no one ever starts the conversation. So they've done these things called conversation prompts. So essentially what it is they're like little questions that you answer, and then those pop up on your profile. So for example, it's like, I'm finally binging blank, and then you write in your answer, so you put Tiger King in, and then it'll show up on your profile, and the idea being that people can go and look at these, and then they can start conversations based on your answers and stuff. Hinge does it.
It's because Bumble does it, right?
Yeah. But Tinder, being the Facebook of the dating app world, was like, oh, that's a good idea. That's ours now.
That's kind of greasy. That's kind of slippery.
Have you found, during what's been going on, Jax, that Tinder was like impossible to start conversations with people?
I don't really use it a ton. Like, I have it on my phone, and it's just like, because the pandemic, you can get quite bored. So throw it on your phone, see what's going on in there. But yeah, I never really start conversations.
Yeah.
No.
I had a friend say that right now Tinder is only for window shopping.
It's
When you're like, you're getting a little antsy because you're stuck inside.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know what I need? I need to get like 3 matches today. So then I feel good and I feel wanted. And I won't talk to those people, but it's nice to have.
I just need that validation on the internet from strangers. You know what I mean? Like, where will it come from today? Instagram or Tinder?
It's the healthiest way to go about life.
I mean,
really.
Is it?
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Gardner is shutting down this weekend for its yearly maintenance. That's starting tonight at 11 p.m. and going all the way through Monday morning at 5 a.m. So it looks like it's going to be good to go for the morning commute on Monday. It's going to be closer from the DVP to the 427. They do this every year, the yearly maintenance thing, and you're just like, ah, what a pain. Because you always forget about it, and then you have to sit on Lakeshore for an hour. But
It's like when dogs have to get groomed, so does the gardener.
What?
I don't know. I'm just
did you get your dog groomed yesterday and now you just want to talk about it?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about Reggie's haircut.
I went to Woodbridge and got his haircut, and I'm really excited about it.
He does look really cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's worth mentioning, too, that Lakeshore is going to be closed in certain areas because of the active TO initiative. So they're closing down a couple streets so that more room for pedestrians to walk and stuff.
Nice.
Also, there's going to be several subway station closures this weekend because of maintenance. So on Saturday and Sunday, a portion of Line 1 between Finch and Eglinton, and on Sunday, Line 2 between St. George and Broadview. Coachella was postponed in April, and that really weirded people out because a lot of festivals were just canceling. They're like, nope, not doing it. We're going to wait till next year.
It seemed like an odd move, but because they have so many acts and they didn't want to necessarily do the immediate refund, et cetera, you can see a lot of reasons why.
And they took a lot of heat for that at the time. Yeah. It was pushed back till October, but it looks like they just canceled Octoberchella as well, and they're moving it to April of 2021.
Well, Aprilchella it is.
So what they should have done to begin with. And this will make you really excited. Cheaper by the Dozen 3 could be happening. Yeah, I know.
Love that flick.
Hilary Duff and all the other ones from the Cheaper by the Dozen movies did a TikTok the other day. They was trying to raise money for a No Kid Hungry. And at one point in the video, a 3 was superimposed on Steve Martin's chest, hinting at a third movie. And the internet lost its collective mind. As they should.
Quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any Lizzie McGuire news?
I do not.
Then I don't care.
Okay. Noted.
Only Lizzie McGuire news from here on out. The
duster. That's what's trending. I'm TJ. It's going to be a nice weekend. 22 right now. It's going to feel close to the 30 this afternoon. Might see a thunderstorm. 19 tomorrow. 15 for Sunday. Have a great weekend. Yeah. We'll chat with you on Monday.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.